Proclamation number 4497 of 27th of November, 1948. Research-wise, spiritual territory cannot be fathomed. No spiritual field is accessible to you in terms of research, and it will be a futile effort to get a true picture of what is beyond the earthly. Research-wise, you can certainly solve all earthly problems and also obtain evidence for the correctness of your results, yet you will never succeed in providing evidence for spiritual assertions, and consequently you will also never be able to represent the truth of them as long as you have not penetrated areas on the path of faith and love which are otherwise closed to you. And thus people will never be able to fathom the correlations between earthly creations and the Creator of eternity if they seek information about them by purely scientific means, just as they cannot investigate the human being's course of development or his soul. They can only surmise and, according to their spiritual attitude, be more or less close to the truth. But there is no provable clue, according to which they could give clear reasons or assertions. This is a special knowledge which is imparted by God to those people who are in contact with Him through profound faith and active neighborly love. It is a knowledge which can only be imparted to the human being in a certain degree of maturity and which has nothing to do with intellectual activity, which is therefore not gained through research but requires a self-forming towards perfection, although the intellect then also has to become active in order to utilize the gained knowledge correctly. The meaning and purpose of creation, the meaning and purpose of earthly life cannot be grasped with mere intellectual thought, and the greatest erudition is not able to approximately see through God's plans, His wisdom and His love, whereas God allows the believing, devoted human being who submits to His will to gain insight and also gives him the ability to understand the divine plan. But then it is not the intellect but the heart which gains insight into God's reign and activity, and therefore the earthly researcher first has to shape his heart such that it sensitively recognizes the truth, that it thus receives knowledge without intellectual activity which cannot be proven at all but which is nevertheless recognized as truth and may also be represented, because with truth the human being also gains the complete conviction to stand in truth. But then he will never be able to say that he arrived at the result through reflection or sharp intellectual activity. Rather, he will have no evidence to justify his assertions or assumption to the world. Yet he will believe it himself if he has received information through the voice of his heart, whereas he will never be able to inwardly advocate researched thought material as established truth if he is honest with himself, as long as he excludes God, thus does not acknowledge Him as the sole giver of truth and appeals to Him for His support. Amen.